This podcast is only made possible from donations from listeners like you. To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. Happy Monday, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. Sorry we're a little bit late today. Been one of those Mondays, I'm sure you can relate. It is the 11th of October, 2021. We've got the best technology news that happened over the weekend, and it's coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. Updates. If you want them, you're going to get them. That is, if you get a Google Pixel 6. Yes, the Pixel 6 event we know is just around the corner, October 19th to be exact. This time, Google promising at least 5 years of updates. Yes, 5 years. That's 1 year longer than currently what Samsung offers. Meaning Google is promising your Pixel 6, if you do decide to get one, will have up-to-date protection as late as 2026. Now, other trickles other than the security updates for many years, seems we've got confirmation of a 6.4-inch for the Pixel 6 and a 6.7-inch screen for the Pixel Pro, and both, of course, will be using Gorilla Glass. And also, regarding that screen, get ready for an adaptive 120Hz display, at least for the Pro, probably not on the other one. More likely 90Hz is what we're hearing. I'm sure we'll get more trickles as the week goes out, and we'll know everything in about 8 days from now. Apple versus Epic. The drama rolls on. That drama being that the judge, yeah, they pretty much already largely sided with Apple, except in one little area, saying that Apple must allow developers to direct users to other payment systems within their apps. And yeah, even though everything pretty much went Apple's way, they weren't happy about that one not going their way. So Apple said, yep, it's appeal time. Now, if those rules stick, Apple will have to let developers accommodate for other payment methods by December 9th of this year. That is, of course, if Apple doesn't win the appeal. And probably the next appeal and the next appeal. Who knows how long this could go on for? Now, Apple says that they argued it would be a poor use of resources to do this and could get quite confusing for the end user. Really? It's probably more likely that giving alternative modes of payments could cost the company billions of dollars. At least that's what the folks over at Bloomberg are saying, and they're probably right. We'll just see how the judge feels about the appeal. All of that drama shall be unfolded on November 16th. And finally, you naughty little people over there at Mozilla. What you up to? We pretty much know that Firefox is full of security. We're here to protect you. That is, unless you don't care about keystrokes. Yeah, this is kind of interesting. It seems now that Firefox sends more data than you probably think it does. A lot of that is in the keystrokes that you do. Yes, when you type into your address bar, your location information, and a whole bunch more data actually moves on over to Mozilla servers. Now, this is part of the change that was introduced in Firefox Suggestion in Firefox 93. That was just released a few days ago, October 5th to be exact. And it's also basically Firefox's way of getting ads in your search bar. Aha! Now, according to Mozilla, Firefox Suggestion acts as a trustworthy guide to a better web, surfacing relevant information and sites to help people accomplish their goals. Boy, that just sounds like PR, doesn't it? But basically what it means is when you start typing in your address bar, you won't just see the standard search suggestions from Google, or even just your default search engine. You're going to see Firefox suggestions, with those results pointing to different web pages. Some of those are sponsored, and some are not. Though you can disable the ads, you just gotta go in and do a little tweaking. Now, currently, at least according to Mozilla, Firefox Suggestion is only enabled by default in the USA, for now. I'm sure it won't take much longer before they start turning it on in other countries. Now, like we said, you can disable Firefox Suggest just by going into Settings, select Privacy and Security in the left pane, scroll down to Address Bar, Firefox Suggest, and then Disable. You can also stop Firefox sending data to Mozilla as well. Have you got a story and no one else is listening? Send it on over to us then at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Check us out on our official website at britishtechnetwork.com. Also head to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to show your support for the news show. It's only with your donations that we're able to keep doing this show each and every month. So if you love what we do, consider donating today. And those of you that are supporting us right now, thank you so, so much for your support. Find us on Facebook at British Tech Network. Of course, follow us on Twitter at British Tech. And join the BTN community at our Slack room by going to britishtech.slack.com. The news show, back at your way for your Tuesday edition tomorrow. Getting you caught up with the best technology news that's going to be going on over the next 24 hours. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Monday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening and supporting this show.